I'm Tabitha Safdie for South Carolina Public Radio with South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's My Telehealth. A resident of Masindi, Uganda is making the long trek to the nearest health facility. It's over 120 miles away. Thankfully, he has a motorcycle. Others are less fortunate and have no means of transportation.
In the United States, wherever you are, you can pick up the phone and call 911. You probably have somebody answer. In the places that we travel abroad, that doesn't exist. Once you finally find a way to get to the hospital, which is usually on the back of a motorcycle or something like that, there's usually no radiology, there's usually no labs, there's typically no doctor on duty.
That was Dr. Edward O'Brien of the Medical University of South Carolina. He is the co-founder of One World Health. It's a nonprofit that builds sustainable health facilities in third world countries.
What we do is we build hospitals and infrastructure systems in the countries that we're invested in, and those are run full-time by locals.
If it wasn't for Masindi Tara Medical Center, many of the patients would have to trek for a long distance to go to other hospitals. And those who couldn't afford, I don't know what would happen, maybe would have to lose life.
That was Dr. Godson Sinyundu. He is one of the four physicians at One World Health's Medical Center in Uganda.
Many times you realize that some of these patients can't afford specialized services. Telemedicine helps us to make sure that they access these services.
Dr. Godson and his four colleagues don't have any specialty experience, but they are the only healthcare available. Godson found that by using telehealth, he could provide his patients with free specialty care.
I've had consults with dermatologists, internists, cardiologists, gynecologists, radiologists.
One MUSC radiologist dedicates time daily to serving his Ugandan friends.
They send us interesting cases via email or phone, via WhatsApp. Together, we're able to formulate a plan and a diagnosis and say, this is the treatment that they need.
That was Dr. Nima Golchin. He became involved with telehealth after visiting Uganda last year. He and a team helped set up basic radiology equipment at the medical center. Golchin keeps in touch with Godson through WhatsApp. It's an app that enables them to send patient x-rays and imaging while keeping IDs confidential.
It's mutually beneficial. They're able to ask questions and able to receive responses from specialists that we have here in that exact field that they have a question about. And for us, it's really interesting because we get to see cases that we don't normally see here.
Golchin says that his experience in Uganda has affected the way he practices healthcare here in the United States.
That approach I have to medicine now really has changed since I've been there. Am I doing the best I can with what I have here? Because those guys are doing the best they can over there with what they have. And so I try and hold myself up to their standard, honestly, now when I practice here.
Golchin hopes to encourage his colleagues to take the trip or at least get involved with a telehealth initiative offered at his university.
Before I went there, I didn't know what I could do. I didn't know what I had to offer. And as long as people know, it just takes a couple minutes out of your day to answer one or two questions. You're able to impact people's lives halfway across the world in a really meaningful way. And that's really all that takes.
As cellular data improves, Golchin sees no reason why people should be hindered from receiving quality health care.
If a small community in Africa, in Masindi, just hours away from the city, intermittent blackouts, is able to send us images on demand to a specialist and get a specialist answer to a complicated question, that should be the same way it is for anybody.
Golchin hopes to eventually get back to Uganda, but until then, he plans to use telehealth to provide specialty care to the Ugandan clinic.
I want global health to be a part of my career for the rest of my life. It's something I want to do. Now knowing that it's possible, I can't see myself not doing it.
For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at secetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance.